This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Susan Stamberg. G8 foreign ministers meeting in Moscow have delivered a warning to Iran. Representatives of the world's 8 leading industrial nations say they want, by next week, a clear and substantive reply from Tehran to a package of economic incentives. That package was presented on June 6th by the U.S. and several European countries to get Iran to stop its uranium enrichment program. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is in Moscow. The ministers, Gregory, are clearly unhappy with Iran's handling of this incentives package, eh?
That's right. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he expected an answer from Tehran. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the ministers were disappointed over Tehran's failure to reply. Russian Minister Lavrov said the ministers backed a meeting on July 5th, an upcoming meeting between EU Foreign Minister Javier Solana and Ali Larijani, Iran's top nuclear negotiator. He said that the ministers, the G8, rather, would reassess the situation in mid-July after that meeting, which is before the G8 summit in Russia, also in July.
And the officials also had something to say about what's going on in the Middle East.
They certainly did. They condemned the Palestinian kidnapping of an Israeli soldier. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said that they were doing everything possible to get both sides to the table for talks on returning to the roadmap. Condoleezza Rice said the ministers reaffirmed their support for a two-state solution, as well as commitments from the quartet of Middle East peace negotiators. She also called for a release of the soldier.
Mm-hmm. And what else was on the agenda for today's G8 talks?
The minister spoke about energy security. Russia wants that issue to be at the top of the agenda at the G8 summit in July. Condoleezza Rice said Washington is raising concerns over supply stability. Now, Russia is a big exporter of energy, and it's been criticized for using energy as a political tool. The ministers also discussed weapons of mass destruction, nonproliferation, and North Korea, and several other issues.
Good. Thank you very much. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer, filing from Moscow. That is where the G8 foreign ministers met today. Thank you.
You're welcome.